What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This is Cruise Radio.
If you're traveling with travel insurance, you're traveling smart. Get a quote today at tripinsurance.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our godmother, Queen Latifah, who will officially name our new flagship, Carnival Horizon. In observance of the ancient and sacred traditions of the sea, I hereby name this ship Carnival Horizon.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio mobile studio aboard Carnival Horizon.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thanks for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio, where we are live aboard Carnival Horizon, where she is now christened. Yeah, you heard it just a couple of moments ago from the Queen herself, Queen Latifah, as she named and christened this Carnival Horizon. In fact, she poured this expensive bottle of expensive bottle of champagne over the christening bell. And the big celebration happened in the main atrium. Coming up later on in the show, we'll get some sound bites from Guy Fieri as he is here. He just opened the Pig and Anchor. It's been open since April 1st, but he did the official ribbon cutting ceremony here just a couple of moments ago. We'll also talk with cruise director Mike Pack here aboard Carnival Horizon. And Richard Sims is standing by with Becky right now in the Red Frog, or not, keep calling it the Red Frog. It's the Pig and Anchor Smokehouse Brewhouse. So we'll go to Richard right now. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, so Becky, you've gotten a chance to sort of check out the ship a little bit.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing so far?
So far, I would have to say the most impressive thing that I have seen overall has been the waterworks area, the Dr. Seuss themed. Unbelievable. I mean, I can't even imagine how much fun that's going to be for kids to go out there. And it's color themed. It's got all the characters from Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat, all that cool stuff. And it's huge. It is huge. Those racing water slides twisting and that big bucket is amazing. And it's just so cool. And I love that. For me, that kind of set a different bar for this ship because they've had the waterworks, but this was a themed waterworks area. So I think this is like, catching up to Disney standards and things like that. I really think that's a big feather in their cap.
All right, so you like the waterworks area. Is there anything else on the ship that you think is sort of specifically geared toward families that is worth focusing on?
Well, the kids' clubs are always great and that sort of thing, but one thing I'm particularly excited about is the Dreamscape that's in the atrium, and it is loaded with art from about 30 different children at St. Jude's. Carnival has a long-standing partnership with St. Jude's. They support them. They've given over $16 million in the past, I don't know what the span is, but it has like just a few years since they started that partnership. So they're really working closely with that foundation, and the kids, there are 30 kids from St. Jude's that were patients that have contributed, and they have put their artwork on that Dreamscape, and they're going to reveal that later tonight. And I think that, to me, is just a huge family connection, kids connection, and a commitment from Carnival that, we're not afraid to jump in and say, here's who we're supporting, and just put it right smack in the middle of the ship. I love that. I love it.
One of the things that I've really noticed wandering around the ship is how very colorful it is, and different areas sort of pop in different ways. Yes. Have you noticed that as well?
I have, and I think that's a step in the right direction for Carnival as well, because sometimes the ships start looking alike. And, you and I see a lot of ships. And so it's like, oh, this is another ship by so-and-so cruise line. They're going to look just like the last one. I felt like this was a really brave move towards something new and different and very fresh for Carnival.
Mike Pack, cruise director here on Carnival Horizon. How you doing, buddy?
I couldn't be any better. This is a lot of excitement going on. The naming ceremony is about to happen. We've got the big lip sync battle with two incredible celebrities, Queen Latifah versus Jake Elliott.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
You just kind of led the big ribbon cutting. Tell the listeners what they missed out on.
Oh, the excitement. Yeah. Guy is electric. He is a chef. We gave him some scissors, and he's like, I don't want scissors. I want a knife. I'm a chef. And I mean, like, that kind of sums it up. This is This isn't a fancy venue. This is a place that I would want to come. Eddie, seventh generation Texas barbecue family. Like, this is Eddie Allen, sorry, is our VP of beverage. And they wanted something that's going to feel very down to earth, like cool, like hanging out at home. And that's what they've created. And the excitement was with it. People are screaming. Cameras are everywhere. Like,
are you a barbecue guy?
Absolutely. Like, that's what we do. We don't get many sunny days for barbecue, but that's absolutely. I'm a fan of the basics on a barbecue.
Okay. What's your favorite thing on Carnival Horizon?
Carnival Horizon is, well, what I like about Carnival Horizon is we've got everything. Like, if you've been on any fun trip before and you're thinking, do they have it? Well, the answer is really yes. The shows are sensational. The activities are amazing. I love the electric white party we do in the HMs. If you hopefully come and sail with us, bring those white clothes and get ready to have some fun.
How long are you on for?
I'm here now for another three cruises. Mm-hmm. Then I take a five-week vacation. Then I'm here all the way to January.
Nice. Mike Pack, cruise director, Carnival Horizon. Good seeing you, buddy. Great sailing with you the past 14 days. That transatlantic was way too fun.
It was way fun. And the Mother Nature didn't give us much sunshine, but she gave us some beautiful seas and some amazing views. So,
good to see you, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That was easy.
Cruise Radio. Maintaining our global reach. Listen live at cruiseradio.net.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay? Go for an island tour? Take a beach break? Or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling? Whatever you decide, CruisingExcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
We know you can't go on every single cruise, so we do it for you. Find over 200 ship reviews and money-saving tips at cruiseradio.net or search Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio.
So a few moments ago, there was a Q&A with Guy Fieri, and someone asked him, how did the Pig & Anchor Smokehouse come about? Play Soundbite 12.
So this is a really big deal. I've been with the Carnival family for about 7 years. We first started off with Guy's Burger Joint. And then over a casual conversation with the leaders, we were just sitting in my backyard, and they said, if you could ever do anything on one of the ships, what would it be? I said, without question, I'd love to have barbecue. But you guys can't do barbecue because you can't have a real smoker on the ship. They said, okay, that's a valid point. But if we could have a real smoker, would you do a barbecue joint? I said, oh. I said, we'd do something crazy like a Pig & Anchor. I said, we'd make great barbecue. We'd make sauce. We'd make everything scratch made. We'd have craft brews, the whole thing. I said, okay, great idea. A year later, they came back. And they said, we're going to make it happen. We have the smoker. So we're here celebrating Pig & Anchor's launch.
And then someone asked him why he thinks this partnership has been so successful with Guy's Pig & Anchor and Guy's Burger Joint.
Why has this partnership been so successful? Carnival really cares way more than I think people could understand a cruise line would care. They're not just about, hey, get on the ship and we'll take you from, you know, place to place. We want to make sure that every minute that you're on the ship, you're having a blast. I mean, really, this is the truth. And I've been on the ship. I'm not a cruise person, or I wasn't until I got to know Carnival. And just like when we did Guy's Burger Joint, I said, I have real high expectations about how we're going to do it. It's got to really be followed. We have to do it this way. And they said, we will do it. I think that's what puts them above and beyond everybody else, is their commitment to excellence, their commitment to really doing it right. They have to go through me to get the recipes, to get the branding, to get this whole concept built. If they can meet my expectations, I think people are going to be happy.
So I'm hanging out with Tommy Casabona on the back aft of Carnival Horizon. Tommy, dude, what's up?
That's my spot. You know where to find me on cruise ships. F part of the cruise. This is where I'm always going to be.
I was just sitting here eating in Lido, and I did a little quick little stroll in the back, and I see you there. I'm like, oh, there you are. Aft pool. So what did you think of the christening today?
It was amazing. I was just so, I mean, how well it was produced. I mean, the star-studded event. John Heald, by the way, I've never met him before. I met him tonight. You always said it. Class act. What a good guy. Despite the fact that you got Queen Latifah, you got Guy Fieri on there, Fieri, whatever you call him. John Heald is the biggest celebrity on this ship, by the way.
Did you actually meet him and shake his hand?
I did meet him and shake his hand, and I got a picture with him.
Awesome. Love to see that. And the lip sync battle. This is Carnival's been doing this for about a year now. Yeah, about a year. Doing it across most of the ships with the whole lip sync battle performance. And the kicker from the Eagles did it tonight with Queen Latifah. What'd you think of the whole performance there?
The performance was great. And by the way, what a surprise. They brought Matt Mitchum on board to kind of host it. So that was amazing. And Queen Latifah, it takes 2 seconds to realize. You know what I thought was cool? During the naming ceremony, when they showed the artwork from the St. Jude kids, she was here for a big event and she was here to be the host and everything like that. And she literally just said, hey, I want to take a minute to look at this artwork. And that was really, really cool. So she's a natural performer. The guy from the Eagles, natural performer. I mean, he performs in front of 80,000 people on any given Sunday. So I thought it was amazing. So well produced.
Yeah, you're right. It was cool when she like just stopped and paused and looked at the artwork that the kids did. Because, yeah, I mean, with Carnival donating, I think it's been, the Carnival passengers, you know, the group for St. Jude and everything on the Carnival ships, some $16 million within the past like 9 or 8 years, which is pretty cool there. What are your first thoughts of Horizon?
First thoughts of Horizon are that this ship is absolutely amazing. I'll tell you this. I was thinking there'd be more time to kind of run around and tour and take pictures and post or whatever, but the thing is about Carnival, they're just producing this event so well. So like you're going to go from this event to that event to this event. It's amazing. So what I've seen of the ship so far, which is the atrium, which is the Havana Lounge, which is the Lido deck. I mean, the Lido deck, so much space out there. That's amazing. And just everything I've seen so far has been truly incredible. I do plan on trying to wake up early tomorrow, maybe do a little bit of more touring of the ship. But this ship is by far, first glance, most impressive cruise ship I've ever been on.
I remember you saying on Carnival Splendor you really liked the aft pool back there. How does it compare?
It's right up there with it. I'm not going to give anybody the nod over that Carnival Splendor aft pool, but it's very, very close. But if you go down a couple of decks to the Havana Lounge, you know, and what is it, 7 o'clock you can get out there, 7 or 8 o'clock? Incredible. I mean, Carnival gets it. I said that before when I first started doing this whole thing. Every single cruise ship needs to have an aft pool, an aft lounge, an aft deck. You know what I mean? And they do it right. Carnival understands that.
Why does Splendor win the back deck award for you?
Honestly, it's very, very spacious. There's lounge chairs all facing. That pool at the aft deck of the Splendor is all kind of facing around the pool. So nothing goes on without, like, you don't see anything. Here, it's beautiful. It's got beautiful benches around it, and you can kind of sit in the water. But the focal point is the pool. The edges on the Carnival Splendor, if you go check it out, they're kind of like tapered off and kind of cornered off a little bit. If you take a Photoshop from the Pinnacle Steakhouse, it's a beautiful, beautiful layout overall. Also, Doug, I'm not going to lie to you. It's kind of my home ship, so I love it. I'm a little biased, but love them both, man. Horizon is out of control.
Horizon's going to be home ship here for, the next 4 or 5 months. How is the pricing? I'm just curious. Like, have you priced? I saw you on Facebook maybe considering doing Horizon against other ships in the area. Are they asking for a premium for the ship?
The answer for that is yes, absolutely, and they are. And honestly, what are you going to do? They should. It's supply and demand. This is the industry this is, and you can't blame them for it. Splendor, Miracle, what is it going to be? The Triumph in New York too, as well. So it's like, you know, these ships are in New York City where people do have a good amount of disposable income. People do have money to play with. But, you know, those cruise ships are a little older and they're able to get at a discount. This is the biggest and the baddest cruise ship in the fleet. And clearly, they're going to charge a little bit more for it, and they should. But yes, to answer your question, the prices are up there. Even a 4-day Bermuda cruise is up there comparatively. You do have some decisions to make, but I will say this. Can I share this with you? I did book my buddy Stu on this cruise with a bunch of friends of his, and I told him I'm not going on this cruise because I'm looking at a couple of more, affordable cruises. Yeah. After walking this cruise ship, I'm rethinking that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Let's bring it back in and talk about the food just for a moment here. Guy Fieri's Pig and Anchor Smokehouse Brew House. We had a little sampling there earlier today of the brew and the smokehouse food. What'd you think?
I'll tell you this. I'll give you an exclusive right here. I work for a place that makes burgers, okay? You want to hear? I'm going to tell you the truth. I just had the best burger I've ever had in my life just now. Honestly, I'll say it right there.
Why?
I don't know. You know what it is? It's just like the flavor. It's just, he says, welcome to Flavor Town. And the truth is like when you're going to get a burger, I love Shake Shack too. That's a New York City thing. You know, I know In-N-Out is more of the West Coast thing, but I'll tell you right now, when you want a burger, not that you should eat them every day, but truthfully, you want a little grease, you want a little good amount of cheese, you want good bread, and you want a nice salty, nice ground beef. And they delivered. Guys delivered. I didn't even get any of the toppings on it. I just grabbed a burger, tried a cheeseburger. Sometimes you just need to take it down to the basics, the roots. Cheeseburger, took it down. I only ate half of it because I had, no offense, I had three tacos before that too. So what do you want me to tell you? It was a delicious burger, and honestly, it was just very, very flavorful.
What'd you get? Plain Jane?
Yeah, I just got a burger. They just made me a burger with cheese, and you could have just put all the fixings on it. I didn't do any of the fixings, and I'll tell you this. I didn't even have the barbecue yet.
Did you have any brews in there that Colin brews down there in the smokehouse, brew house?
Well, I walked down there, and that was my first thing onto the ship. I was kind of looking around, seeing where you were, this and that. I walked up to the bar. The guy just said, hey, would you like a sampler? I was like, yeah, give me a sampler. And it was like five different types of beer. And yeah, they were all enjoyable for me.
Not a huge beer person, but Colin just did. Did you try the big apple pie one he did? Like the seasonal one? No.
No, he didn't. Yeah. They didn't put that. I guess they have the sampler. They have the board out. They have the menu. And I guess that was maybe it was like recently released.
Yeah, like last week, literally. Yeah.
So they didn't have, I guess, the marketing material for that. So it wasn't in the samplers list. But I actually should try it. Maybe 8 in the morning tomorrow. Maybe I'll have a beer.
Yeah. Dude, that was funny. It was actually pretty cool watching Guy stroll in there and cut that, cut the ribbon just like, hey, I'm Guy.
Guy strutted in there like the man. And, you know, Guy Fieri is Guy Fieri. And it was a long way from Food Network, next Food Network star challenge, where he was kind of just fighting his way to trying to make a name for himself. But now he is the man. But you know what? Him and I'll give him in common with John Heald. And like I said before, there is no bigger celebrity on this cruise ship than John Heald. Walking around the ship, the guy can't, like you said it to me on my show a couple weeks ago, guy can't walk 5 feet.
Yeah.
People just want to, but guy was very, very gracious with the interviews. He stood in there, hung out, and like, you know, he kind of threw in a little jab at the end. He's like, what else you want to know? You want to know my shoe size too? But he was kidding around. Good dude. Totally good dude.
Tommy Cassavone, Always Be Book Podcast, dude. Good seeing you, man.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you, Doug. This is an awesome time, awesome experience, and absolutely check out the Carnival Horizon.
You can check Tommy's podcast out at Always Be Booked. We'll link it in the show notes as well at cruiseradio.net. So there you have it. That is the broadcast aboard Carnival Horizon. If you want to check out articles pertaining to this ship, check it out at cruiseradio.net. We did a 10-part series. I also just got back from a 14-night transatlantic sailing on this ship. In fact, we arrived at 3 a.m. this morning. Right now, it's 11:30 p.m., so I've been up for quite a while and probably be up for a little bit longer because the fireworks are about to happen over New York Harbor and all that good stuff. So a big thank you to Carnival Cruise Line for having us on here tonight and checking the ship out. And you, the listener, for being here, listening to all of us and bringing this coverage to you. So with that said, from the Carnival Horizon in New York City, I'm Doug Parker, and you've been listening to Cruise Radio. Thanks for being here. A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Let's see what we've got for you. Cruise Radio is produced weekly in Jacksonville, Florida. For partnership opportunities, email Doug at cruiseradio.net. Hear Cruise Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Google Play, or at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.